And it, because we keep these kids out of the system, we keep them from living a life that is not just immediately, but long-term, a drain on the taxpayer. And they become productive citizens. I mean, it breaks my heart to see some of the stories and hear some of the things that that go on out there. I am heartened to see what these agencies are able to do, and I am convinced that they do a much better job than government. So I would argue that we should keep the cap at a million, and the only reason I chose that...
I already said I'm going to take the amendment.
I'm
filibustering your own bill.
No, I'm with you.
I'm there.
Only talking about
part two. You're going
to
win. I'm with you, Senator.
I'm only talking about part two, the billion-dollar cap. I would... In the same sense, as I mentioned, with the surviving spouse of a public safety officer, I just say, if that's the policy we're going to have, then let's have it. I don't know that we necessarily need a cap there. The third part of your amendment moves. Remind me which credit you're
food pantry.
Tackling there.
It's food pantry.
The food pantry. Okay.
The most they've ever spent is $1 million.
And what
now, it's
what
a $2 million cap, and I moved the cap to $1.25 million.
Okay.
So they have a built-in 25% increase.
Over how many years?
Over last year.
Okay.
Over what was spent last year. I think that one was actually 2011 was the last time that credit was actually utilized because it sunset after that.
Well... They're again, kind of along the same lines as what I was saying. I
know you don't like caps. I get it. You want to stop spending. I get it. Good Lord, Senator, at some point, if we can't cut $2 million, by the way, we're not even cutting anything because it's unspent money. It's no different than the appropriations process. When they come in, I'm going to make a prediction, I hope, and I pray. If not, I'll do it here on the floor, that when they come in and they want to talk about the fund that just bought the new airplane, I bet their appropriation authority in that fund is going to be a little bit different next year than it was this year.
As it should be.
Now, they abused their privilege. These folks aren't abusing anything, but they're not using it. And my point is hey, if you can't even reduce cap on unused cap space, I have no faith in our ability to bring meaningful caps when we get to the big ones.
I do have faith in that, and I believe we're going to do it, but let me just say this. How many times have very important pieces of legislation languished in this building because of a failure to act by the legislature? Time after time after time. And with all good intentions, we have failed to act on a number of things. And I would say if we lower the cap to where they're going to have to come in here all the time instead of setting it at a reasonable amount, I think the $2 million cap that they have...
A 25% increase isn't a reasonable amount.
We're talking about a six-year sunset.
A 25% increase over what they spent last year is not a reasonable amount. I mean, if you believe that, that's okay. I'm not saying you're wrong.
But you're.
I'm just saying I believe a 25% increase is something that most people. If I walked into the average Joe, if I walked into the coffee shop in Savannah, Missouri, and said, "Anyone in here, whatever you're making this year, I promise you, you're going to make up to 125% of that next year." You know how many are going to take that deal? Every one of those people.
Except
you know
when
the
they
difference?
Find out.
In government, that is unbelievably crazy. Why in the world would we cap them at 125%?
But wouldn't you agree that this is artificial savings because it's only exposure?
That's my point, is we're not even actually cutting anybody.
Okay.
We're limiting the rate of growth. And even with that, Senator, this body has the ability to change it. If in 2 years they've grown 25%, then they can come right back in here and say, hey, listen, we need another... You know, whatever the dollar amount is they're going to ask for. I mean, this has been my point the whole time. And I know this time we're dealing with smaller credits, but this has been the history of our state. This is why over the next decade, if we do not change the way that we behave in this building, the population is going to continue to move to states like Kansas versus staying here. We have to fundamentally do different than what we've done today up until this point. And the reality is all we're doing now from a philosophical perspective, not necessarily, you know, I'm not necessarily criticizing these particular credits. All we're doing is prolonging the same behavior that has gotten us to where we are today.
Yeah.
And my point is, the most frustrating thing that I heard tonight, outside of the spend every dollar we can find, is there was not a single call in there for a bold initiative that is going to fundamentally change the economic climate of this state. This is a manage the status quo. And quite candidly, if we continue to manage the status quo, there's a reason we lost a congressional seat last year. And if we don't change the dynamic in this state in another decade or two decades, we're going to lose another one. And so part of this discussion, Senator, is more philosophical in that we've got to change the way that we work. We've got to change the way that government functions. And that only starts with us as a body changing the way that we view how government works. So
I thank you. I thank you for the good, frank discussion. And I just still hold to my belief that these folks do a better job than we can.
And I completely respect it and agree that there's no doubt that they do a better job. And what I'm saying is while I completely agree with that, I'm happy to fund it, and I'm even willing to go on record tonight and say I'll fund it at 125% of what they spent in the past. And if that's not enough, I mean, I can tell you my wife would be thrilled if I came home tonight and said, all those budget line items from last year, honey, you can now move them all to 125%. But guess what? Probably not happening.
Thank you for the inquiry.
Thanks, Senator.
Senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you rise?
I have an amendment to the amendment.
Please send the amendment forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. This amendment has not been distributed. It is short and may be read.
Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Amendment Number 3, offered by Senator Justice. Amend Senate Amendment 3 to Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill Number 20 et al., page 1, line 7 through 9. By striking all of said lines from the amendment.
Senator, would you like to explain your amendment?
Yes. First, I think I will go ahead and move for the adoption of my amendment to the amendment. And in explanation, I will say that this was the amendment that was just so lovingly discussed between the senator from Green and the senator from Andrew. I believe the senator from Andrew called it a good government amendment and that he was on board with it. What it does is it leaves the caps in place to the Senator from Andrews' amendment relating to the food pantry and to the surviving service members, and then it removes the cap of $750,000 for the children in crisis, which then it would revert back to the underlying bill, which is a $1 million cap for children in crisis. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
The Senator from the 10th has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1. The Senate Amendment Number 3 to Senate Bill 2015 and 19. Does any senator desire to be heard on that amendment? Senator from Andrew.
Inquire the senator from the 10th.
Senator from the 10th, you yield. She does. Proceed.
Okay. Senator, I haven't looked at your amendment, but my understanding is essentially all you're doing is what you and the senator from Green discussed, moving it back up to $1 million, because this is the first time it's a standalone credit. Sunset is still in place. Everything else is the same. A readjustment of the cap is all we're talking about here.
That is correct. And procedurally, how we're doing it is just removing that section from your amendment so that it reverts back to the $1 million cap in
which
the Senator
in
from
the underlying bill.
Yes.
Okay. Senator, I think that's a good idea. While I don't like spending money, I think that you raised some valid points about with it being a standalone credit. We aren't sure what's going to happen, so let's go figure it out over the next couple of years. And then we'll have real-world data to make decisions off of. So thank you,
Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from the 10th renews her motion that Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Amendment Number 3 for Senate Bill 2015 and 19 be amended, be adopted. As many of those who are in the favor of that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those against, say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. We are back on Senate Amendment Number 3. Senator from Polk, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Inquire from the Senator from the 12th.
Senator from the 12th, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, I've kind of been listening to the conversation with you and the gentleman from the Green District.
Senator, we don't have gentlemen in the Senate.
The
Senator from Polk. There are no gentlemen in the Missouri Senate.
The question I want to ask you is on the issue of the public safety officer,
right,
surviving spouse tax credit. And I understand your reasoning for cutting and wanting to put caps on things, and I agree with you for the most part on everything, but this was one that I totally disagree with.
Sure.
Because the only reason somebody gets to collect this, they have to die. And if you can tell me any other tax credits within the state that has that kind of requirement.
Yeah, no, that's the highest bar we have.
So let me tell you, I mean, I get the drift of cutting the cap, and I'm sure when you go through the legislation, you say, well, I want to cap this to save this much money and save this much money. But at the end of the day, the only way a person could ever collect that is to die. So within any given year, this would max out. Let's just say it max out. And there's four people that qualify, and the fifth don't. And I know when you was talking a while ago, you basically said something to the effect, well, they'd have to come up here and lobby us. Do we really want a widow of somebody that's fallen in the line of duty to come up here, not knowing anything about this arena, not knowing anything about the political agenda whatsoever, and really lobby us?
You know, my belief is that's not how this credit would work. As I shared with the senator from Green, how I think this credit will actually work is as they start to approach the cap, they being public safety or whoever actually administers this, my belief is they will come back and say, hey, listen, we're getting close. And the reason I say that, Senator, is when we passed this credit, which was only in the last couple of years, it wasn't the widows that came up and lobbied me.
Right.
It was the association, and they said, hey, listen.
Right.
At the time, and maybe I just, I don't know, maybe I dreamed it, I was under the impression that this had a $100,000 cap, which if you think about it, to spend $100,000 in this program actually takes a lot of unfortunate situations. I mean, this one is by no means going to be a bank breaker, but it goes to my underlying philosophical belief.
And I agree with that.
So if we need
really
to change
do.
The cap, I'm not opposed to moving numbers here. Mine is more of a philosophical belief that everything should have a cap of some kind.
And that's what I believe you to be saying when you was talking out before. I don't think you're after somebody that dies in
no,
the line
that's
of duty.
Right. That's
and,
right.
And my point would be this. Frankly, you either have a cap or you have nothing. Really.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, why give – how can you pick a winner and loser when somebody dies in the line of duty?
No, that's right. There's not.
You just can't. So, you know, in a particular one or two years, you maybe have one officer died in the line of duty. In one year, you could have five.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how we as a legislative body ever decides that.
Right.
So I guess my question is you, and I guess I could do the same, but I don't have a fight in the rest of them. But this is one that I think it doesn't matter what the cap is because you don't have to use it unless you die.
Right.
So you could say it's $10 million. I wouldn't care. I mean, I do because
yeah,
I know what you're trying to do.
I know what you're saying.
But the idea is, the only way you get that is if you die on the line of duty, and I don't think any of us here want to keep anybody from that.
Right.
And I'll go back to what I said a while ago to you. You simply either you either have it or you don't. I mean, it's to that. So I hate to see you put a cap on that one.
Senator, I mean, if you want to offer an amendment to take the cap off, and that's the will of the body, I'm okay with that.
I mean,
$50,000, $100,000, let's be honest, this...
Right.
In the grand scheme of what we're going to deal with over the next 4 months, $50,000 isn't going to make it.
And I appreciate you doing that because there is a big difference between this and a food pantry.
And I hope that this body understands. I mean, part of this whole discussion around these credits and the willingness to bring these caps into alignment, this is a public policy debate that we're going to have to make some decisions on. And this is the easy one. The tough ones get whenever there's, you know, a $1 million in lobbyists running around in the halls. And I'm not sure if any of you noticed, but there was one credit that sunsets this year that now has like 17 new lobbyists after last week. 17 lobbyists have been hired to renew one credit. Now that's real money. And that's probably not the highest spending one in this building actually. So
And I'm with you, Senator. I'm okay with that and I understand that. And What that number is going to be at the end of the day, who knows, but I agree with you reeling that in because we have to.
So how do we want to move forward here again?
Well,
the will of the body.
I guess I would like to have a minute to talk to Senator Green, but my suggestion would be is to take this one out or take the cap out, but I don't know what you want to do on that.
If someone wants to offer the amendment, let's go ahead and let's do this, Senator. You have the floor.
I'll make choir agree.
If someone at that table is listening, they can draft that amendment for you while you inquire the senator from Green. Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from Polk.
I inquire from the senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield?
I do.
He
thank
does.
You.
Proceed.
Senator, you heard a conversation between me and the senator from the 12th. I would like to see that done. I don't know if that's something you'd like to do, seeing how it's your legislation. If you want me to offer the amendment, I'll be glad to do that. But
I certainly don't mind if you want to do that. I'm going to continue to oppose the amendment just on the basis of what I said earlier. If we can, your point to what you mentioned on the surviving spouse of a public safety officer echoes my sentiments exactly. We've already addressed the second item in here, and back to my statement that I believe that these private entities do a far better job than government. I would point us to the third one with these food pantries, and I recognize that this is different than the issue that you talked with Senator from the 12th on. But incentivizing those food pantries to go out and obtain donations, what's the alternative to, if we lower the cap to 1,250,000, I'm still concerned that basically what we're doing there is the other alternative is folks are going to go apply for food stamps if they haven't already. Those agencies, I would like to see us incentivize them. And the other concern that I have with this whole discussion, and I thought of it as you talked about the potential situation where a very unfortunate a death has occurred of a spouse of a public safety officer, is coming up here for this tax credit. And if we were to set the cap so close on any of these programs so that they're having to come back up here, it occurs to me that this has the potential of being a jobs program for the lobbying corps. And I don't think that's the road we want to go down on any of these credits. So you're certainly welcome to offer an amendment, and I would support that because it gets us closer.
Senator from Polk, you're in the middle of an inquiry. Please remain at your desk.
It gets us closer to where I think we should be, but regardless of the outcome, I still will oppose the underlying amendment.
Thank you. Mr. President, I request a recess to be able to talk to staff about my amendment.
Senator from Polk has seeking unanimous consent to stand at ease.
Yeah.
Seeing no objection, the Senate shall stand at ease. Senate will come to order. Senator from Polk, you have the floor.
Senator from the 12th, one more time.
Senator from the 12th Northwest District of Missouri, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Senator, proceed.
Senator, we briefly talked about this issue that I was talking about on the floor and my concerns with it, and I appreciate you working with me about that because I think that is an exception to the rule sometimes in here. Although I do support what you're trying to do and the precedents you're trying to set for the future about tax credits, reeling them in. And I understand that. I know that's going to be a huge issue in this Senate this year, but I'm going to be supportive of reeling them in, too. I want you to know that. But this is just one of these things that definitely is personal to me. And I know that my understanding is you're maybe going to be offering an amendment, and I appreciate that, doing that for my concerns.
Well, the senator from Johnson, or the senator from Jefferson, raised a good point of, hey, if we had a catastrophe downtown and we lost 25 firefighters in a horrible accident, you know, we could potentially instantly hit our cap. And that wasn't my intent. My intent was is to put a stake in the sand and understand that when we start talking about tax credit reform, if we're going to forego sunsets, which is essentially the discussion we have been having offline as a body, then that means meaningful caps have to happen. And so, you know, following my discussion with Senator from Jefferson, let's be honest, whether it's 22,000 or 50,000, this isn't the magnitude, it's not the dollar amount that we're talking about here. I've got a different amendment that I'm going to offer here in a minute that essentially the only one that's going to be left is going to be removing the food pantry from 2 million to 1.25, which is still, we're not even actually cutting anything. We're actually reducing unspent cap space and still giving them a 25% increase. But there's a reason that we have the challenges we have in the state. So, Senator, with that said, you have the floor, your inquiry, and whenever you're done, I will pull my current, the pending motion, and send forward my new one.
Be fine. Thank you, Senator, for working with me on that issue.
No problem.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from Andrew, for what
please
purpose?
Send the amendment back. Mr. President, I have a new amendment.
Do you want to withdraw your motion?
Yes.
We will send the amendment back. Madam Secretary, send the amendment back. Senator from the 12th? Send the amendment forward?
Sending it forward. It has not been distributed. I look forward to listening to the reading.
Madam Secretary, when the amendment arrives at the dais, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment Number 4, offered by Senator Lager, amend Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill Number 20, et al., page 28, section 135.647, line 8, by striking the words, two million, quote, and inserting in lieu thereof the following, quote, 1,250,000, end quote.
Senator, would you like to explain your amendment?
What this amendment does is we essentially leave the $1 million cap as we voted with the senator from the 10th amendment. It stays. There's no cap on the survival spouse credit. And it takes the unused cap space, which is currently $1 million from the last time the food pantry credit was used, and instead of taking it down to what they actually spent, which is $1 million, it takes it from 2 million to 1.25. So we're going to reinstitute the food pantry credit with a 25% increase. And dear Lord, this is how government works. If there's any questions, I'm happy to try to answer them.
Are you moving for the adoption of that amendment, Senator?
I did move for the adoption, Mr. President.
The senator from the 12th has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 4 to Senate Bill Number 2015 and 19. Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 12th has renewed his motion. Senate Amendment Number 4 to Senate Bill 2015 and 19 be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. We are back on the underlying bill, Senate Bill 2015 and 19. Senator from the 31st District.
President, to speak in support of the Senate substitute.
Proceed.
Mr. President, as those that have served with me before know, I am frequently wrong but seldom without an opinion. And I have supported a lot of tax credits during the time that I have served in the legislature. And I usually support them because I believe that the most effective way to shrink government is to cut off government supply, and most of those tax credits help to do that. However, I think we are now in a circumstance that requires that we do something in the long run much more fundamental even than just revising tax credits. One of the things that probably all of my colleagues here have observed is that income tax credits are probably the biggest enemy of tax reform, because every time we have a tax credit, we have another friend of the income tax. Originally, when our nation was founded and the Constitution was penned, our founders refused to let income be taxed because they said an income tax is the enemy of liberty, and their goal in fighting the war for independence was, in fact, liberty. I think the income tax is evil in its design because of the impact it has on society, because it manipulates people. It lets government control the individual liberty and economic freedom of our citizens, and I think that we should do away with it. We've seen 9 states that have not had an income tax exceed the average performance in economic growth and employment over the entire nation. We've recently seen several states begin the process, Kansas, Oklahoma, in terms of border states, begin the process of eliminating their income tax. And I think before this legislative session is over, this body needs to seriously consider real tax reform as opposed to nibbling around the edges with tax credit reform. I do support this amendment because I don't know how far we'll get with that kind of tax, or this bill, because I don't know how far we'll get with that tax reform. And until we get the income tax removed, we're going to have to continue to deal with tax credits and other things. We worked on eliminating the income tax some years ago, and the thing that I learned is that the tentacles of the income tax are so extensive that it is almost unachievable to get rid of it. But what we're seeing now in Kansas and proposals in Oklahoma is that it is possible to move away from taxing income, taxing people's labor, taxing the things that we want them to do more of, and taxing those things that make good economic sense instead. And so, Mr. President, I do support the underlying bill, but I appeal to the body to be mindful of real tax reform. Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator from the 3rd District, St. Francis County.
Speak in favor of the bill, please.
Proceed.
It's been a lively debate tonight, and I thoroughly have enjoyed all the input. My wife and I have been very active in the food pantries and the pregnancy resource centers back home, and I'm very thankful that we have the opportunity to bring these benevolent tax credits forward. I thank the senator from Greene County for doing that, and I encourage the body to support this bill tonight. Thank you very much.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator from Green, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let it be said that the Missouri Senate functions. I want to thank my colleagues for the spirit of compromise which has prevailed here in this body tonight, and I'm so pleased that we are able to demonstrate our support for an ounce of prevention, and I thank each colleague that I have for that and for the work that we've done here, and for our ability to get things done for all of our constituents. So with that, and with swift action, hopefully in the future, as it moves through the rest of this process, I close.
Senator, you're moving for the adoption of the substitute, is that correct? Okay. Senator from Green has moved for the adoption of the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 2015 and 19. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Green.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bills 20, 15, and 19, as amended by the Senate substitute, be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Green. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Green renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 20, 15, and 19, as adopted, be declared, perfected, and ordered printed. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared, perfected, and ordered printed.